Time now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri of the Beavers. Feel of last night's game, Tom, didn't feel like some games against Minnesota have in the past. You played fast. You had chances. You just didn't finish on many, did you?
Oh, you're exactly right, Schulze. And we had good scoring chances. And our numbers, we out-chanced them last night. You know, conversely, a lot of those chances were, you know, in the second and third when they had a lead, too. So we all understand what happens when you have a lead. You sit back a little bit and you take your foot off the gas pedal. But I thought our guys played with a lot of urgency. And we did play fast, and I thought our battle level was high, and we had good scoring chances. And, you know, Wilcox had to make some big saves.
No matter the feel, you lost. You play to win. What needs improvement tonight?
Well, we had a number of things we showed in tape today, and you know, I think a lot of it is our breakouts right now. We've done we've done a few different things on our breakout right now. We're trying to make shorter passes, and I thought overall we've made good strides. But last night too, there was we just made some poor reads on our breakout, but that happens too. The big ice sheet's a little different, but even though you have more time on your breakouts, we just felt we made some poor reads. And you know, our special teams too, we got to get dialed in a little bit on the power play right there, Schulze. We had some good looks, but we still need more shots, and we still want to have that shooting mentality. So there's a few other things you need to work on, but overall I think you also have to factor, and that's a pretty good hockey team, and it's not an easy sheet to play on, not for anybody for that matter. So I think overall, again, we did all right.
On the power play, you did score the power play goal, but really it didn't have the feel like you guys were really in sync, were you?
No, it was just a little rush, kind of a bouncer, Schulze, that, you know, with 5 minutes to go. So, but again, we scored a power play goal. Sometimes that's good for the guys' confidence, though, in their psyche, but it wasn't anything that you're going to be excited about from the standpoint of puck movement or shot selection or anything like that.
Kyle Bauman got his first start in for a sick Leo Fitzgerald. He played well enough to be in the lineup, didn't he?
He's a good player. I mean, he plays with a lot of jam, and he's got hockey sense. He can skate. He can make plays, and we've seen it every day in practice. And I mean, we have a good lineup right now. We have 15 guys who can play, 15 forwards who can play, and that's the difficulty of making a lineup out. Is that there's some good players who are going to be sitting out every night, and that's the toughest part of being a coach. And we realize that, and obviously we have some injuries right now too, so that gives guys opportunity, and it's nice to have that that kind of depth.
Jordan Heller will be in for Brendan Harms tonight. Upper body injury for Brendan. What does Jordan need to do with his line mates tonight?
Jordan just goes up and down his wing. That's, you know, he goes up and down his wing. He plays hard. And you know, he's a speed-based player, so you know, and he's physical, so that's what he'll add.
More of Tom Cerruteri when we return the Bonusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schulze with Tom Cerruteri of the Beavers. For the most part, Tom, your lines have stayed pretty much intact as far as types of personnel. We've been inserting and taking out some names, but personnel-wise, it's been the same. When you're trying to build a line, what kind of traits are you looking for on each of them?
Well, you want a playmaker. You want a guy who's going to be a kind of a corner guy, an energy guy, and hopefully, again, a guy with a little finishing ability. So, again, that playmaker, that finisher, and that guy who's just going to be a good F1, Brian. And you know, that's what you try to look at. Sometimes you kind of leave that template, and you have to try to maybe go with a little chemistry sometimes. But if you have three guys who can all make plays too, you might have to do that. And a lot of it is just the type of personnel that you actually have. You know, you can't probably do the prototypical thing you want to do sometimes, but we kind of like, you know, some of our options that we actually have with our lines. And you know, we were going to blow everything up tonight, and if Harmsy could play, but since Harmsy can't, we're going to keep things pretty much status quo. But I won't be afraid to, you know, change things around during the game either. We still have to try to find some chemistry.
The NHL moves guys in and out, shift to shift to shift. Why don't college coaches do that a lot?
I think some do, but not, you're right, Schulze, not as many do that. And I think they have, I mean, that's the National Hockey League too. I'm not going to sit there and say they all have cream of the crop players, because if you talk to the NHL coaches, they'll sit there and tell you too that they've got some players too that, you know, may not belong there, or that there's definitely a lot of separation in some of their personnel. But I also think that they have guys who are more interchangeable at that level.
Minnesota is such a good passing team. How do you defend that?
You have to skate with them, Schulze. You just have to skate. And our biggest thing is right, wrong, or indifferent. You don't want them to make three passes tape to tape, because if you make three passes tape to tape, they're in the zone. So we're just trying to apply a lot of pressure, try to skate with them, and try to minimize the amount of really three pass options they have.
Your plan going into the weekend was Bitzer last night and Walsh tonight, despite the number of goals. How'd Bitzer play?
Oh, I thought he played well. I thought Bitz played well. Take a look at the goals. It's not that, any of them he really could have had right there. And there was a few goals really in the first 8 or 9 minutes right there. I think when the shots were 8-9-0, weren't they, Schulze? 8-9-0, that Bitz, he made a couple of big-time saves, especially in that first power play. So, he played well, and we got to play a little better in front of him.
Any changes special teams-wise around the forecheck tonight?
No, not really, Schulze. We have to, with Harmsey gone, we have to obviously, we have to move that around a little bit, too. We're going to put Kyle Baum, and we're going to insert Kyle in Harmsey's place right there. So, again, it's just work in progress right now, Schulze. I think the biggest thing is try not to overthink sometimes. We need the guys to get some reps, too.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next here on the Beaver Radio Network.